Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm Arielle, your host and the founder of Earbuds. This episode covers the week of November 2nd through 6th, 2020. Election Day in the U.S. is November 3rd. Please make a plan to vote if you have not done so already. At the moment of recording and publishing of this episode, you still have time. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. This week's newsletter and podcast come to us from the Casual Birder podcast. We'll tell you more about that show later on. On this episode of Feedback with Earbuds, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week and some more information about the episodes. We'll then share some sponsor information as well as some extra podcast-related tidbits. First up, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme comes to us from Susie Buttress of the Casual Birder podcast. Here's why Susie chose this theme. She says,
"Hi, I'm Susie Buttress, and the theme I chose is the joy of bird watching. I hope these podcasts encourage people to take a look outside and watch and listen to their local birds and find joy in the natural world."
Here are the episodes chosen by Susie for this week's theme, along with short descriptions of each episode. Monday's episode comes to us from Songbirding and is called Morning Meadow Songs. It's 20 minutes long. Here's the description. "The meadows are again full of melodies, this time a mix of field sparrow, song sparrow, northern cardinal, tree swallow, eastern towhee, and more." Next up, it's the Women Birders Happy Hour, and the episode is called Marissa Oliva, Scissor-Tailed Flycatcher. It's 53 minutes long. Here's the description. Marissa Oliva works in environmental education in the Rio Grande Valley, but has experience sharing a love of the outdoors, recreation, and wildlife with others around the world. The next episode comes to us from the Casual Birder podcast and is called Backyard Birds in Baja, California. It's 20 minutes long. This episode was recorded in the garden of Susie Buttress's vacation rental in Baja, California, Mexico. The casita had a mature garden and 13 bird species visited during their first full day there. The next episode comes to us from Bird Shit and is called Uncommon Facts About Common Birds, Corvid Edition. It's 39 minutes long. Here's the description. Every joke about COVID-19 has already been made, so let's skip to the good stuff. Birds! We'll share some fascinating, little-known facts about one of the bird world's smartest families, but let's be honest, all birds are smart. The last episode of the week comes to us from Bird Curious and is called Episode 1, Goldfinch. It's 23 minutes long. Here's the description. While most birds are in decline, it's now easier than ever to see goldfinches. Penny and Joe explore the surprising success of these charming birds. Those are the episodes chosen by Susie for this week's theme, The Joys of Birdwatching. You can follow along with the discussion of this week's podcast episodes by using the hashtag BirdPodcasts. Each week in our newsletter, our curator gets to shout out something that they love. It can be a movie that they saw, a project they're working on, a nonprofit they support, or anything. Here's what Susie wants to share. She writes, "I hope these podcasts inspire you to take some time for yourself and to get outside if you can, to a park, a beach, a nature preserve. Listen to the sounds of the birds around you. I'd love to hear about your experience." You can share it with Susie on Twitter, at The Casual Birder Pod. Thank you to The Casual Birder Podcast for their support of this week's newsletter and episode. Listen to The Casual Birder Podcast. Join Susie as she takes bird walks, tells you about the wild birds she sees, speaks with other enthusiasts, and shares stories from bird watchers around the world. Another shout out goes to another one of our sponsors, that's Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is the best podcast hosting site in the game. If you're looking to start a podcast, and who isn't these days, Buzzsprout is your best bet. They make it super easy to submit your show to all of the podcast platforms. You can easily create shareable sound bites and other fun social media images. We will have a link to Buzzsprout in the show notes of this episode, and if you're interested in starting a podcast and you click that link, you get an Amazon gift card once you sign up. This week's podcast spotlight is on Nocturne, There are 24 hours in a day. Seems pretty straightforward. But what do you really know about the hours between, say, 11 p.m. and 6 a.m.? From graveyard shift jobs to secret identities, who we are and what we do at night is often less fully perceived by others, whether by choice or by circumstance. Learn more by tuning into Nocturne wherever you get your podcasts. You can apply to have your podcast spotlit by our newsletter by going to earbudspodcastcollective.org. Head on over to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at earbudspodcall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at earbudspodcastcollective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every single Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonski, and our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. In between now and then, please make a plan to vote, get yourself to the polling place, and listen to tons of podcasts. If there's a long line, you can always turn on a podcast recommendation from us. Happy listening and happy voting.